Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming with you today. I'm coming at you live from the Center for Sports Management at Seton Hall University, Stillman School of Business. I am in attendance today. I did my daytime job, First Take on ESPN, airing every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time over ESPN. I did the show from there. I'm staying here to do this radio show today, and I've got some interesting guests coming on the show. Of course, Bruce Pearl, former basketball coach at Auburn, retired, obviously, doing great work covering the NCAA tournament. He's going to be on with us near the bottom of the hour, top of the 2 o'clock hour, the head coach for Seton Hall basketball while I'm here, Shaheem Holloway. He'll be on the show with yours truly. Definitely looking forward to talking to him. And I'm going to get into a very, very interesting and informative subject, conversation rather, with an individual by the name of Charlie Grantham, former executive director of the NBA Players Association. Is now the director for the Center for Sports Management at Seton Hall University's Stillman School of Business. And obviously anything with collective bargaining is something that he's an expert on. Why am I bringing that up? Because as the NCAA is unfolding before our very eyes with March Madness, with the football season having just been over, with President Trump summoning people to the White House to talk about college sports, obviously entertaining the possibility of giving an executive order that would essentially grant an antitrust exemption to colleges, you know, which would have a profound effect on how business is done in collegiate sports, particularly football and basketball. Those are subjects that you really, really need to be informed about, and there's nobody better to inform us about that than Charlie Grantham. So I'm looking forward to talking to him about it. But the first order of business, I'm going to start off the show today talking about the NBA. Because Victor Wembanyama is making news. Yes, the Los Angeles Lakers have been winning before they lost to the Detroit Pistons last night. Yes, OKC is still the best team in basketball. But the Spurs are only 3 games behind them, and they are coming. And it is simply something that cannot be avoided. We got to pay attention to it. It freaking matters. So it's incredibly important. And it's something that's worth, I'm just looking at the Lakers right now, San Antonio right now, what they're talking about. But Victor Wembanyama is becoming more and more impressive with each passing day. And I think this sound, listening to him talk about why he, not Jaylen Brown for the Boston Celtics, not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Oklahoma City Thunder, not Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets, nobody. Victor Wembanyama is saying that he should be the MVP. And he's stating it his damn self. He don't give a damn what anybody thinks. Here's Victor Wembanyama telling you and me why that should be a reality in the coming weeks of this NBA season. Listen to what he has to say on his own behalf.
My first word would be that defense is 50% of the game. And that it is undervalued so far in the MVP race. Because I believe I'm the most impactful player defensively in the league. We almost swept OKC in the season, and we dominated them 3 times with their real team and 4 times with the, you know, more rotation players. My third argument would be that offense impact is not just sports. I think right now, there is a debate, you know, that should be, even though I think I should lead the race. And I'm trying to make sure that until the end of the season, there's no debate anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to understand and embrace the magnitude of Victor Wembanyama's words. It's very, very important that you embrace the words that came out of this man's mouth. Victor Wembanyama is telling you right now he deserves to be the defensive player of the year. He's accurate about that. He's telling you he don't give a damn about what you have to say about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Jaylen Brown. He should be the league MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has missed about 7 games. Wembanyama has missed about 12 to 14 games. There's a 3-game difference between the number 1 and 2 seed in the Western Conference. And Victor Wembanyama, who just hit a game-winning field goal the other night against Phoenix, who just finished dropping 26 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 blocks against the Miami Heat last night in Miami, who's had his 10th game of 25 points and 5 blocks this season. The rest of the NBA has 10 combined, by the way. He's telling you, before the playoffs, before he goes up against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Oklahoma City, he's telling you he deserves to be the league MVP. He said defense is not talked about enough. Basketball is played on both sides of the ball. He's right about that. He's telling you about his scoring. He's averaging 24 and 11. He's talking to you about winning. San Antonio is the second seed in the Western Conference, despite him missing about 12 to 14 games. And last but not least, he's also saying, reminding you, he's beaten Oklahoma City, the reigning defending NBA champions, in 4 of the last 5 times they played. Mind you, they're probably going to meet in the playoffs, and he's telling you ahead of time, we've whipped their ass. I've whipped their ass. And you know what else he's saying? I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. That's what Victor Wembanyama is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we ain't seen a star like this in a long time. I'm not talking about 7'5". I'm not even talking about the skill set. I'm talking about a dude that is as candid and as straight up. I thought Giannis was. This dude. He's like, who you playing with? MVP belong to me. And you know something? We can't accuse him of lying. We got to give props where props is due. We got to pay attention to what's going on. Victor Wembanyama is telling you, I'm coming to kick y'all ass. I've already done it, and I'm going to do it again. And ain't a damn thing that you can do about it. And when you're 7'5" with his skill set, when you're a 5-inch taller version of Kevin Durant, you can pull stuff like that off. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Do me a favor, guys. Go get Charlie Grantham for me and bring him in here for me any second now, please, because I want to talk to him. I got to tell you, I love it. Because how could you not look forward to the NBA playoffs with Victor Wembanyama talking like that? How you can't look forward to it? Clearly, he has no intentions of going home, period, let alone the first round. If the playoffs were to begin today, the second round matchup would be the Spurs and the Lakers. He's telling you that he's sending Luka Doncic and LeBron James home. He's telling you in advance. He's reminding you that he already took out OKC in 4 of the 5 meetings they played. And that's why he deserves league MVP. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to love this. Because this is what makes it all that much more interesting. This is what makes it all that much more compelling. I love it. It's special. Move this here for me when Charlie come in, please. I mean, I just love it. I got to tell you, it's something special to look at and to see for what it is. NBA players are fantastic. Luka's rolling. LeBron and Luka and them lost last night to Detroit. That's okay. Detroit is letting you know, despite Cade Cunningham going down, we've won 3 straight. We ain't giving up the number 1 seed in the Eastern Conference. We ain't going to let the Boston Celtics catch us. I like that. Don't get me started with my New York Knicks. I'll touch on that a little bit later, Mr. Josh Hart, coming to the defense of Mikal Bridges. I don't want to hear that. Not trying to be a negative Nelly, as they say. I really am not. I'm simply trying to make the point that you, Josh Hart, for the New York Knicks, and you trying to speak up for Mikal Bridges. What's that about? I'm just looking at it from the standpoint that, you know something? Say what you will. I'm just of the mindset that Mikal Bridges, basically 7 picks were given up for him. Too much was sacrificed for him. He can't be averaging 8 points on 36% shooting, 28% three-point range. It can't happen. It can't happen. Not one of his teammates and his friends. Damn it, this ain't Villanova. This ain't college. I need more and I need better. Plain and simple. But we'll get into all of that a little bit later. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number called. That's 888-623-3646. I'm going to take a quick break and come back with my man Charlie Grantham, because there's a few things. He's going to be for a couple of segments today, in and out. Not at the same time, but you'll hear from him today because you need to hear from him today. Stick around. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.